Welcome to Running with Scissors, where you'll learn a few hair tips and tricks and hear heartfelt and comical stories from behind the chair. Hi, welcome. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Megan. And here we are, episode 5.
Woohoo! Hello, everybody.
Yes. Well, do you have I think today's funny story day. Do you have any funny stories?
Oh, yeah. I got a good one. So occasionally, because my phone number is on the interwebs, I get scammed here and there. You know, Megan's the lucky duck because I didn't know how to put more than one phone number on there. So I just slapped my own number on there, which was dumb. Either way.
So it happened. It is what it is.
Right. It is what it is. We're all good. I just occasionally get weird shit like this.
Definitely.
Story. Yeah.
Ooh, I think I know what one you're going to tell.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't know. This was probably, what, 2-3 years ago? We've been in this suite for a while. So, I don't know, a couple years ago.
Yes.
I got a text message one day asking if I wax from just a random number. And I said, yeah, just from the, you know, neck up or chin up,
right?
You know,
just facial hair.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And this person was like, oh, so like you don't wax down there? And I was like down there? Like, they were so vague. I had to ask dumb questions to like double check. And also, I am being like, I got my customer service like
work mode.
I'm, you know, and I'm like, kept thinking about like Yelp reviews. Like, I was just horrified at bad Yelp reviews at the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was being very careful with how I approached this person. Anyways, and I was like, no, eventually we got to the answer. He asked if I did Brazilians, and I was like, no, I do not. I mean, I figured I was a he here in a minute, but
that was a question I was gonna ask of like, when did you know? But then
Yeah.
Let's continue.
Yeah. So I figured it out when he asked me. So I heard that if you get it waxed down there, that it would look, it can appear bigger. And I was like,
so he asked you if he waxes his balls area, let's just say what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pubic area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That it would make his penis look bigger.
Yeah.
Okay. And so then what?
And I obviously was like, how the fuck am I going to respond to this person?
Yeah.
So I was, you know, yet again, I'm thinking about like Yelp reviews, just like, you know, being careful, being in my customer service mode.
Trying to be professional.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I don't do that. And I've never heard that before, but I'm not sure because I don't wax down there. I said, but let me send you someone's phone number that does. Mm-hmm. And I'm already thinking like, this is horrifying. And I already hate that I'm going to send this number to somebody because I'm already like, this is already just weird. Like, I've already told you I don't wax down there and you continue to ask me questions. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling weird about it. So anyways, I send them somebody else's number who does Brazilian waxes. And they reached out to this hairdresser.
Person,
yeah. And she responded with kind of the same thing. Like, I do that, but I don't think it does. So, but we, you know, like, why don't you come in? We can talk or, you know, whatever. I can't remember exactly what she said, but either way.
Come on in. Let me explore your package.
God, maybe that's not what she said. Either way, she was very much like, you know, I don't know about that, you know, because how do you like let a man down gently? You know what I mean? And that sucks.
Well, either
way.
He clearly already has, you know, feelings about it.
Obviously, right? And obviously too many women have, or men, have said something about it, you know? So anyways.
A complex.
Yes,
that's the word I was looking for.
Yes, he has a complex.
Mm-hmm.
So about a month goes by, and he texts me again. And it's the exact same conversation. And I'm like, did he black out and forget that we already talked about this? Right. You know? And so I'm still trying to be kind, right? I let it go. I answer exactly how I did the first time. And then another month goes by and he texts me again. And I, you know, responded. And this time I wanted so badly to say, motherfucker, if your penis is that small, nothing is going to help it. There is nothing that's going to make it appear bigger if you are so worried about getting it waxed. Yeah. But I didn't because I am a professional.
Yeah.
That went on, though, for 3 more months. I think it was 6 months total.
And why didn't you just stop responding?
No, I think I did the last time. Oh, okay. I think the last time I finally was like, why do I care? If this person was going to write a review, they already would have. So, like, why do I even care?
Right.
And so I did. I did not respond the last time. And then I blocked their number.
Right.
And then
it is kind of like comical too.
No, it is. So this is what I thought.
Like, I also would be like, okay, let's see what he says this time.
Yeah. No. And that's kind of why I kept responding to see where this went. See if he still asked me, because he asks the exact same question every time. I heard that if you get it waxed, it will appear bigger. And I'm like, dude.
Okay. And I don't remember. So did he ever go into the esthetician that you referred him to get it waxed?
No.
Mm-mm. He never did.
It was just a text conversation with her too.
Okay. And did he ask her like all the same weird questions?
Well, only once though. Oh, he only sent this to her once. But to me, it was six times.
He got some of your energy through that phone.
Oh my God.
Oh my.
So, yes. So my thought was, is I was assuming at that point that now it's like some fucking bored high school kid who decided to scroll through the internet, found my number, and thought it'd be funny to like prank me with some dumb shit.
Right.
But I was like, seriously, are we kidding? No. He straight up texted me for 6 months.
Well, then he moved on to somebody else.
Must have. Either that or he finally gave up on trying to make his penis bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro, it's just, if you're listening, it's never going to get bigger if you think you need to get it waxed for that, okay? There it is for the 7th time.
I remember that. I remember you calling and being like, oh my God, guess what just happened?
Yeah, it's like, what is life? You know what I mean? Like, but I go back to like my younger years of when we had the phone book and we would like open the phone book to some random page and pick a random number and prank call somebody.
And what was it? If you did *67, it would like block it or something.
Yep. And so, yeah, it said whatever, like unknown caller, if we had caller ID or whatever. Yes. And so like, I'm like, okay, this is probably what this person is doing. At least I'm hoping it is. Like,
I mean, there's no telling what's behind that phone.
You're exactly right. There is absolutely no telling. But that was wild. Anyways, what an experience.
Yeah.
So what about you? What's your story today?
I mean, I have, I don't know, on a waxing tangent too. It's just so funny to me when guys do come in to get waxed and normally, it's just to wax, like, their unibrow, you know, like, where the skin's already tight. And it's, to me, it's the least painful when waxing your eyebrows.
Totally. Totally.
I mean, now I'm used to it, and I don't feel like it bothers me. But, you know, whatever. For people that don't do it as often or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it just drives me bonkers because I want to make this, like, fast for you. And so I honestly try to do it all in like one go.
Yeah. Right.
Well, then you get these, whatever you want to call them, these guys that just like lay down and it's like you're putting them through a torture and they squint like bunch their face up. So then it, you know, doesn't make the skin tight. And even if you try and you know, they don't relax.
Right.
And so then when you go to wax it, like it doesn't take everything. And I'm like, well, now, motherfucker, I got to do this again because you just didn't relax.
Right.
And so I'm like, you know, all these dudes are so, you know, tough and macho, and then they can't even get some hair ripped out of their eyebrow.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
Yeah.
I do specifically love it when I watch you do anybody's unibrow, any guy's unibrow.
Yeah.
And they're over there like.
Right.
Seizing out in the
100%,
chair.
100%.
100%. Oh, God.
Yeah. And I'm like, if you just would relax, like it would, you know.
Wait. One wax strip.
Right.
It would take the one wax strip, right?
But now I got a one, depending on, you know, the situation. I know technically you're not supposed to wax over wax, but I kind of spot it. But, or I'm like, I have to, right. Or I have to sit here and pluck them, which that's even more of a bitch to do and more painful when you could just rip it all in one go. Just relax. Take a deep breath.
Like, I know it sucks, but the more you relax, the less time this is going to take.
Right.
Yeah.
But like, think about what all us women do, you know?
Right.
We'd be yanking hair out in all the places.
Literally all the places. But you know what? Like, I couldn't live without getting certain areas waxed, honestly.
Right.
Now that I have. My armpits specifically.
Agreed.
Love it so yes. much.
Yep. Highly recommend.
To anyone.
Yep.
Yep. Best decision I ever made.
Yeah. Agreed.
Cool. Oh, should we tell the story about, since we're talking about waxing, should we tell the story about me sending somebody to Felicia?
I don't know if I remember this one.
Okay, I'll just tell a second quick one.
Okay.
Since it's on waxing.
Okay.
Okay, so Felicia is Megan and I's esthetician. And we love her. She's great. So one day I get a phone call, and this is like years after these text messages were happening, and, it's a guy, and he wants to know if I wax downstairs.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, what is it with all these random, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, no, I don't, but he was super
friendly on
the phone.
After the first one, didn't you take your number off Yelp or whatever?
I think I did, yeah. I think I did.
But then you still got this second phone call or whatever, right?
Anyways.
Move on. So yep. You get a second dude.
Yes. So calls me, and he seems super friendly. Like, I mean, just overly nice. Was complimenting on how nice I was to him. He seemed maybe a little feminine. Could be gay, could be a gay man. So, you know, this sounds bad, but you know, when it comes to after my text conversation of this scammer for 6 months, I get a little questionable about these people. So, like, I'm glad I talked to this guy on the phone because I was thinking, like, okay, I'm talking to this guy on the phone. I feel like I can feel out a little bit if I can trust this person to refer them to somebody.
Sure.
Because there are creepy people out there. And, you know, it is scary. And we do get it, especially estheticians who wax.
Right.
Or massage therapists. Right. Like, there is a whole world out there that, like, Megan and I don't know anything about because we don't do any of that. Mm-hmm. So, but we have to protect our people, though.
Sure.
So we try to. Anyways. So, you know, he was chatting me up and we actually talked for like 10 minutes, just super friendly guy. Anyhow, so I gave him Felicia's number. I felt comfortable with that.
Yeah.
And then he calls Felicia, and even Felicia was like, I felt really comfortable with him. We booked him an appointment, no big deal. He came in, and then when he came in, instead of wanting to be waxed, he wanted her to pluck every hair.
No.
On his ball sack.
No.
Yeah.
Is that like a fetish of his?
I mean, that's what she was assuming. And so she was like, well, I don't typically do that because that takes time. Like every fucking hair on your ball sack? Jesus. Jeez.
Right.
So she says.
And like, honestly, I don't know that you could pay me enough to ever do that.
No, right. So you know what she says? Is she whips out the biggest number she could think of. She goes, I'll do it for $300. And he said, done. She's like, oh. she literally tells me after the fact that she told him $300 because
$100 per hair.
Right. Well, she thought that $300 was so obnoxious of a number that she thought this guy's never going to let her do it. Sure. She thought she was going to get out of it, truthfully. And she's like, so for him to agree to it, she was like, are you fucking kidding me?
And so did he come in?
Yeah. No, this was while he was in her room.
Oh.
He was already in there.
Wow.
So while she's face in to there, face. Yep, while mm-hmm. she's in there plucking every fucking hair on his ball sack, because she did it for $300 fucking dollars. Yes. He grabbed her ass. Yeah. I was like, so she promptly calls me afterwards. And Felicia, luckily, like, on one hand, I'm super thankful it was Felicia because she's never going to let anybody do that. And she right. didn't. She right. immediately grabbed his hand and was like, you don't touch me like that.
Yeah.
If you want me to continue your service, you will leave yeah. your hands to yourself. And I was like, I mean, thank God it was somebody who could stand up for herself. Absolutely. Because I don't even know that, like, me, myself, and I would be able to just be like, nope. You know, and I don't know. I've never right. really been in that scenario. Sure. But, like, anyways. So she calls me afterwards and she's like, did you know this guy that you referred me to me? And I was like, no, why? And she tells me the whole story and I was like, oh, I have never felt worse in my whole life. Oh my gosh. She's like, no, if you didn't know, I'm like, how do you know? She's nice. Like, honestly, I had the same conversation with him and thought he was totally fine. Like, never would have thought anything of it. And so, anyways, I was just, like, completely shocked. Well, apparently he reached out to her again.
I know.
Yeah, and she never even responded to him.
Good.
Yeah. But, yeah, I was like, oh, my wow. God. I cannot believe that. I was like, girl.
I wish I knew his name so I could OSC in him.
I know, and I never asked because why did I need it?
I wonder if she still knows.
Well, I think she did actually look him up. But remember, if you remember the story correctly, he was supposedly from out of state and he would come into Oklahoma to do business weekly.
Mm.
Yeah. And like sometimes it's red flaggy to me, but like we do know people who do that. Right. So it's not overly red flaggy,
sure.
but sometimes it can be just weird. So I think we kind of assumed, number one, that he didn't give her a real name.
Got it.
And he wasn't even from here, so.
Man.
Yeah, anyways. That might have been a little bit of a heavier story than funny, but whatever. I mean, Felicia and I laugh about it now anyways.
Yeah, I mean, I think it. I don't know. It's just crazy.
I know. It was kind of nuts. I would have never.
Nor would I ever. Like, I could never go in and be like, would you pluck every single hair one by one? Hell no.
Right. That is more painful than waxing.
Right.
Like, I don't even like plucking my own eyebrows.
Right.
You. I mean, honestly, like, since we can wax, I don't. I
just
won't
get
even
it all in
it.
One
right.
swoop.
Not even worth my time to pluck one eyebrow.
Yeah, not at
one
all.
One eyebrow hair.
Yeah.
One hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nuts. Anyways, but she got $300 out of it.
Well,
and he tipped her well, apparently.
As he,
at the very least.
One, not only is your service total $300,
right?
But like also you just asked for that to happen.
Yeah.
And what?
Yeah. Like, I just wish I was a fly on the wall, like, when
Do
he
you?
Asked that. Yeah, like, I just wanted to, I wish I could see her face when he asked for that.
That's fair.
Like, that's really all I want. Because I would not have been able to hide my thoughts from my face, if that makes sense. Like, uh-huh. he would have known what I was thinking the moment he asked me that.
Yeah.
I would have been like, what?
I don't know that I ever would, but to be a new client and to ask that, I don't know, whatever. I mean, people have their things, you
right.
know?
Right. And I mean, clearly he didn't care. Clearly right. this was not his
Or
first
that he thought
time.
It was normal.
Right.
And maybe I shouldn't say normal because like, be yourself. whatever.
Right.
If that is...
But why wouldn't you have asked that on the phone?
Right.
Like, you had a conversation with me and her and never once said anything about plucking.
Right. Like, I'm not here or, you know, I'm not looking for a wax. I'm looking to be dehaired by one pluck at a time.
Right. Jesus Christ. It's like torture.
Right?
I would think.
But maybe that's, you know, if we get tattoos and they're painful and we...
I know, but like...
Maybe like that's like the way that he inflicts pain on himself to...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
I mean, I don't want to compare tattoos to that.
Yeah.
Like,
but at the same time, I mean, to be fair, they are about 300 or more.
That's fair.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I do have also something funny to share that happened this week that my family called out a meganism on one of my sisters.
Yes.
So in our family, you know, girls like group thread, Rylan had said in there, hey, like, Brooke, do you, what size is Nate in? I have these boy shorts, you know, whatever. Do you want them? Kind of thing. And B responded and said, I don't think those will fit Nate yet. But we're all, or I'm here for all the hammy downs.
Hammy downs, like ham.
Right, like you're going to make a Sammy, you know, like my hammy Sammy, you know? And I don't think I was fully engaged in the conversation. Like, I feel like I'm like was playing catch up when this happened. And then I saw, then Reagan responded and said, hammy downs, that sounds like a meganism. It's actually hand me down.
Oh my God.
Anyways.
That's
and then
awesome.
B was like, well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And I'm like, hardy, har, har.
Right.
Anyways,
it doesn't.
It doesn't. Yeah.
Should we tell about my meganism that happened?
Yes. I mean, we all have them.
We do.
And
absolutely.
I want you,
because it's
and
not
you know,
just
honestly,
Megan
I like that we're calling
isms,
them but meganisms because. Now, when people do them, I hope they think of me.
Yeah, they do. I mean, so far, everybody who's come into the salon and talked about that episode has called them meganisms.
Okay, like, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I think we should add it to the dictionary.
I love it. Webster?
Yep.
Write it up.
Who do we call?
Webster.
Mr. Webster?
Yes. Dr. Webster. I'm assuming he's a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Webster. Either way. Okay, so... One night I was at home and I was trying to tell my wife something.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the song lyrics.
Oh, well, why don't you talk about the song lyrics?
Well, I don't. You just started telling a story. I don't want to interrupt you.
Okay.
So tell your story. And then if we remember.
Well, I thought it was just funny because I tried to compare it to, I couldn't think of the words. And I was like, you know. Okay. So I was trying to think of kill two birds with one stone.
Oh.
And I could not think of it to save my life. Literally went through every one of them in my head. And I finally was
and
like...
And the one you came up with was
dumb as fuck. Like,
yeah.
Who says this?
You?
Yes. Uh-huh, yeah. Somehow
you.
It's me. And this is why people don't take me out in public. Anyways, I said, you know, like two girls in one cup. But like the birds, you know, babe, like the birds, the two birds and one. And she goes, kill two birds with one stone. And I was like, yeah. And she goes, how on earth did you get to two girls in one cup to get to kill two birds with one stone? And I was like, listen, I don't know how to explain how my brain works. So
story of my life.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell them about your favorite story with my lyrics? Well, this is my whole family's favorite story.
Well, yeah. We did like a friend's trip in Broken Bow. So we're like road tripping down there and talking about songs and how sometimes we don't know the lyrics and we just make up our own words or whatever that we think it is. Well, Jordan, I feel like I'm going to mess it up. Because I only hear it the way that you say it. So the Macy Gray song, what's the name of it?
I try.
Mm-hmm. In the chorus, when it says,
my world crumbles.
Oh, yeah. My world crumbles when you're not here. Jordan thought that it said, I wear goggles when you're not here.
Yeah.
And so now every time I hear that song, because I do love that song. Mm-hmm. And now every time I hear it, I sing goggles.
Mm-hmm. I know. So. It's too good not to.
Right.
I think I was honestly like.
Was it your mom that called you out on it?
Oh, yeah. Like we were. I'll never forget it. Like it's almost like a trauma memory. So literally we're in my mom's car driving somewhere and it's on the radio. I think I was like somewhere between the ages of like 10 and 12, maybe. Something like that. Anyways, we were in the car on the way somewhere and we have the radio up. And this is like something me, my mom and my sister did all the time as we would like go on road trips and we'd have just our favorite songs blaring. And we all three be singing at the top of our lungs. Well, I was sitting in the front seat and we had already sang through the chorus one time. And then we started singing through it again. And my mom straight up turns the radio off mid-chorus, like cuts me off, and I'm still like me and Reagan are still singing out loud. That's how like abruptly she shut it off, and she goes, "What did you say?" And I like innocently look at my mom and I'm like, "Oh no, well I said I wear goggles when you're not here." And my sister and my mom lose it. I mean, tears, they're laughing so hard. And I was like they couldn't even tell me that it was wrong fast enough before they started laughing at me.
Yeah.
Obviously, at that point, I knew I was wrong, but I didn't know what the words were at that time. And then she told me. So now, yeah, my mom, sister, and I, and now you're welcome. Mm-hmm. Only sing it the way I used to sing it because it's just funnier. But then I do forget sometimes the lyrics, the real ones.
Right. Well, me too. Like even telling the story, I'm like, wait, what does it say?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is why I now know them because I literally have told this story so many times I had to look them up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, anywho, we all have mechanisms.
We do. And just sometimes in different ways.
If a mechanism has happened to you, no? Is that how I should say that?
I don't know.
If you've ever experienced.
Is it a disorder?
I don't know.
A disease? A virus.
What the fuck?
I don't know. You're the one who's saying if you've ever experienced
Well, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Here we are.
If you've ever had a mechanism.
Yeah, share it with us.
Yeah, there you go.
We would love to hear them.
It's not a disease or virus.
It is not. I am not ill.
It's none of those things.
I am not ill.
You are not ill. You're right.
Great. Now I'm going to go to therapy and be like, listen, Jordan told me that I had a disease.
And Crystal's going to laugh in your face.
Right.
Because she knows me well enough.
Right.
Anyways.
Yeah, because we see the same therapist.
Yeah, we do.
It's fine. We don't go together. We're not in couples therapy.
I know. We've had to explain that more times than I can count at the salon. A little more than I'm comfortable with counting, actually. I'm like, damn, everybody assumes we're in couples therapy.
No, we're just mental health positive.
Yes.
And we love our therapist.
Yes.
I'm so thankful you found her.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Anytime.
Anywho.
Yeah, moving on.
Okay, let's talk about what we're running with scissors, and I feel like we're getting a little sidetracked.
Yeah, we are. It's fine.
Anyways, but...
No, I went first the first time. You get to go.
All right. Well, this week my running with scissors is over the weekend, our washer decided to just stop working.
That blows so bad.
And I was like, dang it. Here we go. Here's another expense that just is, you know, unexpected that I don't really want to spend money on right now, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Well, anyways, then Tinley wakes up. So thankfully, Sarah had just done all the laundry. So like there wasn't a whole lot of laundry that needed to be done. Yeah. And so we were like, we can probably get by a few days, you know, we'll be good. Well, then Tuesday morning, Tinley wakes up vomiting. And so now we have vomit blankets and clothes that can't be washed. So into the tub they go. I'm like, well.
We'll get there when we get there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So then we're like, okay, we'll figure out what's wrong with the water. We'll like look it up, see what if there's something we can do. You know,
to fix it or whatever.
Well, so then we figure out, okay, we can try replacing this certain part, which it was like a drainage pump, whatever.
Wait, y'all fixed it yourselves?
Yeah. Shut up.
Honestly, it is amazing that y'all fixed it yourselves.
Sure did, girl.
Way to whip out those tool belts, y'all.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Anywho. So we're like, okay, we'll order this part. So we order the part. It's not going to be there till Thursday. So I'm like, okay, just a couple more days. And like, hopefully this part is what fixes it so we can get this laundry going.
Oh, right. We can move.
But also in the meantime, then Tegan had an accident in bed at nap. And so then now we have vomit and pee blankets and whatnot. You know, so then it just starts piling up, which just gives me all the anxiety because I'm like, I just want to wash it and like tidy it all up, you know? Right. Anyways, so we ordered the part. Sarah puts the part back on. Bada bing, bada boom. We got a washer, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then Sarah got us all caught up and washed all the pee and vomit blankets. Yeah.
House bitch to the rescue. Right?
So the part was $50, so it only cost us $50 to fix our washer.
Way to go.
But like we were like, we had to haul it out into the garage with water in it.
Oh my gosh. So it stopped working with water in it.
Yeah, because Sarah tried to do a clean cycle and then it wouldn't drain. Dang. And it made kept making this like humming noise, you know, whatever. So the two of us hoisting this fucking washer out the garage. Anyways,
wow,
it's fine. We have a washer now.
I think
and all is well.
I think you now get your lesbian academy certificate for proving that you can fix things without.
I mean, I do give Sarah more the credit.
Okay.
I mean, I ordered the part. I looked it up and ordered it.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it was a fairly team effort.
Sure. But I mean, she's the one that did the like physical labor.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then she gets a certificate.
Sure.
Too.
Yeah.
Even though you guys have.
She already has been hers.
Gay. Anyways. Yeah. I was going to say like.
That girl's been having hers.
Maybe I'm the only one that's missing their certificate.
No, I think you got it.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways. I'll take that. All right. Well, what was running with you this week?
Well, last week, anyway, I was out of my ADHD medication.
Oh, that's right.
Which
was
a nightmare. I just was, I'm pretty sure at one point, literally running with scissors. So, like, I just don't even know. Like, there's nothing that gets me through the day when I don't have any of my ADHD medication other than just
positive vibes.
Yep. Sending up the positive vibes because it is the train. The shit show has left the station. Right. The train's left the station. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, all week was just wild. But, and like people ask, like, why didn't you get it at other pharmacies? Okay, well, if you know anything about ADHD people, if it takes effort.
Or there's too many steps. We're done.
That's too many fucking steps. And I didn't even know where to start, to be totally honest. Because she's like, yeah, just call them.
Yeah.
Well, call who? Who's
Yeah.
Call them? Call them. Which one? The new pharmacy? The old pharmacy?
Right.
My provider.
No, you call all the pharmacies in your area and just ask if they have this in stock.
But then what? Then do I... It doesn't even matter. I don't even care. I'm still at the same Walgreens. That's bullshit right. And UConn where
and
everybody
you got
goes.
It.
Yeah, I got it now.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah. Any listeners out there that live in UConn, don't use that Walgreens. It's a nightmare. Just don't do it. It's always a line. Always.
Well, Sarah took Tinley to urgent care the other night because she tested strep the same day that Eve tested strep.
Yes.
Tested positive for strep.
Yeah.
Anyways, they're doing great. They're on antibiotics.
Yeah, everybody's fine. Yeah.
But yeah, Sarah went to, it was 10 o'clock and I'm assuming it was like the closest 24 hour Walgreens or whatever. It took Sarah an hour.
Mm-hmm. Was she in the drive-thru?
Yes.
Yes.
Like literally an hour. Like, I'm not over exaggerating.
Nope. And I believe it. You know why? Every time I need a refill, I've been in that line for, I think an hour is the longest, actually. But almost every time I get in that line, I am in that line for a minimum of 30 minutes.
It's ridiculous. Yep. Is there only one worker?
Nope, there's just only one Walgreens.
Or is it self-checkout now?
I don't know.
To pick up your prescription?
I feel like it probably should be. But these people, like, it's so funny because they also, I feel like now the people at the Walgreens in UConn, like the workers in the pharmacy, like they now know everybody gets annoyed with them. So I feel like they purposely will hold things up just because everybody has waited for so long. Yeah. And I don't understand it. I don't get why it's like that, but I just...
I mean, let's also look at it from the other perspective, too. Maybe there's an angry person up there because they're like, I'm sorry, like, we can't refill this, or there's an issue with your doctor or whatever.
Right. And that's why I always just give them love, even if I'm so mad. Right. I could just... Mm-hmm. So you know what I do? I literally go get my prescriptions right after I drop Evie off from school.
Oh,
there's
first
nobody
thing in the
line yet.
Yep, that's smart.
Fucking butt ass crack of dawn. You either go really early or really late. That's what you do. That's what you do at the Walgreens in UConn for anybody who lives there.
Well, not really late because everybody had that fucking idea for
Sarah. Oh, well, yeah, no, that does suck. But yes, it is almost always wild. You go after the time of 9 a.m., you're done. You're done all day. I feel bad. I do feel bad for the workers. Like, they have to be annoyed.
Sure.
Because there are so many shitty people. Because I know I at least have been shitty one time. And it was because she blatantly was like, I'm watching the lady in the window send a text message. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. Cool.
Just been waiting here for 30 minutes.
Right. Yeah. I get, like, I was hoping it was an emergency, but I was already so annoyed that there was no shoving the anger down. So I wasn't mean. I was obviously
snippy.
Yeah. Anyway, God bless the Walgreens workers. Yeah. But yeah, so my other part to the running with scissors was my kid having strep. Yes. Yeah, that was fun.
And having to move your whole day.
Oh my gosh, I hate moving my entire day. Like it
well,
is.
Well, then it's
so
like
much.
Trying to like then figure out where you need to put them in a small window, you know?
Yeah, because you want to get them in before 3 weeks from now.
Right, or before their next one.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's always a nightmare, and you're always... And so I'm always working weird hours after that, which is what's happening today.
Yeah.
It's Friday, and I'm going to be working till 7.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, all kids are fine now.
Yeah.
On antibiotics.
Yeah, them meds are working.
Yep. Eve went to her last day of school. Yeah, because she got strep the day before, or she was diagnosed with strep the day before the last day of school. So, but she did go, so that's good. Anyways.
Well, do we want to share what we are naming the box?
Yes.
After many late nights. No sleep.
Yeah. Lots of marijuana to try and get the creativity flowing for the ideas.
And majority, really, that sarcasm of just really putting it out there for everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a lot
of options.
We did.
Yeah,
and we narrowed it down to 4,
yep.
Which is what we shared on social media.
Yep. If you're not following our social media, go to Instagram at Running with Scissors OKC.
Yes.
Anyway, moving on. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. We narrowed it down to 4.
Yes.
And put that on social media.
Yes.
And the final decision is...
That makes me think of Christmas Vacation. Anyways.
Oh, my gosh.
Scissor Tails.
Yes.
Which I think is awesome because for us in Oklahoma...
That's our state bird.
Mm-hmm. It's our state bird. But it is Scissor Tails, T-A-L-E-S.
Yes.
So
now get them stories and all of that flowing in our Scissor Tail box.
Yeah, get it going. We do have some good things. Our dear friend
up and coming.
Zoya gave us a ton of ideas. So we have some good ideas to continue to roll with on her card, but please feel free to drop anything you want in there. A review, comments, suggestions,
questions.
Oh, questions. Yes. I feel like I keep forgetting to say that. So ask questions. You have hair questions that maybe other people you think will have. We want to, you know, you want us to answer on the pod. Feel free.
Yeah.
Well, what's our next week's product or next episode's product?
I think we should do volume 3D thickening.
Heck yeah.
Okay. And that is in the light purple. That's a light purple color. And Amika, if you're...
Yeah, some people think it's pink. It's not.
Yeah, it's lavender.
Mm-hmm. Either way, it's awesome. Can't wait to tell you all about it.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for joining. If you like our podcast, leave a review on whatever platform you're listening on. If you're a client, you'll get 20% off your next appointment if you do leave a review. Don't forget to follow on Instagram at runningwithscissorsokc. This podcast is brought to you by Possibilities Podcast Platform.